So I've just seen a talk by the BBC at the Institutional Web Managers Workshop I'm at the moment, where they were talking about their approach to building websites, and it was the music and programs section of the BBC. And the approach that they were taking, I fundamentally disagree with, which was a bit of a shocker, really. They said some good stuff. There's a lot of stuff about hackable URLs and all of that kind of stuff. But their basic approach seemed totally back to front. The way that they do it is they start by establishing the data that they have available. What content do they have? What objects, as they call them, do they have on programs and episodes and all of the rest of it? And I can see actually how this makes sense for them, but it was being held up as a way to develop websites that other people might want to use, and I think in most cases it was flawed. Now, the reason I think it was flawed is because it starts from the premise of, this is what content that we've got, let's put it online. And I think that's the wrong way to do things. I think the first question you've got to ask is, you know, what is it that users are wanting to achieve and how can we accommodate that? They were considering users' needs very, very late in the process, and only in terms of navigation and usability. They weren't really considering what tasks users wanted to complete and providing the appropriate information for those tasks. So it seemed very back to front in its approach. And I think really what my tip is here, for want of a better word, is that really you need to start from the point of asking what it is that your users will want to do on your website, and then building your content around that, rather than just taking everything you've got and shoving it online.